With the local council elections looming, things are really heating up. I feel it is important to provide as much information as possible to ensure voters are informed, particularly with such a hotly contested election. This year we'll see 5 candidates running for mayor. These include the current mayor, Jenny Dowell, running again, together with current councillors Batista, Marks and Meineke, who are joined by newcomer Greg Bennett. Mayor Jenny Dowell is a Country Labor Party candidate. All other candidates are running as independents. What is interesting to note about the candidates for mayor is that no other candidates have been put forward from the six-pack. Noticeably absent is a candidate from the Greens. Councillor Yarnell did not put himself forward, and his former party, Roads and Services, is also noticeably absent from this campaign. Councillor Clough's Our Sustainable Future party is also staying out of the running. Of the many Facebook pages that have appeared for this election, one has been created by Councillor Isaac Smith supporting Mayor Jenny Dowell. She posted the following on Sunday at 9:46. Well folks, less than 3 weeks to go until the election. Just to recap, there are 5 candidates running for Mayor in Lismore. I'm the only Progressive nominee. I thank Vanessa Ekins, Simon Clough, Kate Oliveri and David Yarnell for all supporting me for Mayor. And this at 9:47. For the councillors' election, there are 11 teams including 5 Progressive teams headed by me, with Isaac Smith, Ray Houston, Glenys Ritchie, Kevin Bell and Naomi Worrell, Kate Oliveri, Girls in Government, David Yarnell, Simon Clough, Our Sustainable Future and Vanessa Ekins, Greens. These are 5 good teams and our team recommends preferences to them all. It seems Mayor Jenny Dowell represents not only a Country Labor Party, she also represents the Greens, Our Sustainable Future, the new Girls in Government group and the former Roads and Services, now independent group. It is very important that voters are aware that all these representatives work together, since anyone voting for one of these groups who does not support Mayor Jenny Dowell and her Country Labor Party will be indirectly supporting her. My prediction for Mayor will see Mayor Jenny Dowell easily return for another term off the back of her coal seam gas activities, since she has achieved very little in any other area and even though coal seam gas is a state issue. Her experienced team, her seemingly very little business experience, and her commitment to listening and leading falls far short of implementing or acting. To this day, no one has been able to tell me what she has actually achieved in our local area. Mayor Jenny Dowell is truly a puppet master. I am of the view that the 10 councillor positions will not see great change, although I hope I am wrong. Councillor Graham is retiring and Councillor Chant is running at number 2 on Councillor Meineke's ticket. I expect Councillor Marks, Batista and Meineke will be easily returned. I can't see Councillor Meineke's team getting enough votes to see Councillor Chant return, which will be a great loss to the community. Since I believe Mayor Jenny Dowell will easily return and get a lot of votes as a result of her CSG activities, Councillor Smith will definitely return, and it is likely Councillor Houston will also come back once all the diehard Labor voters cast their votes. Councillor Ekins will also easily return, and she may see her number 2, Susan Stock, get a seat as well. The environment is the hottest issue at this election, so Councillor Clough should also get his seat handed back to him. I do not think Councillor Yarnell will return, since he has achieved nothing throughout his term. That leaves 2 seats up for grabs, which I believe will see one easily taken by Greg Bennett. The final seat may be snapped up by Matthew Scheibel, one of the young candidates. I am anticipating that we will again see a 6-5 split in favour of the environmentalists, which will see many Lismore business owners very disappointed. I am still on Facebook. Follow the Big Rob's rant links on the Big Rob's website at bigrobs.com.au if you want to share some thoughts.